Attorney General John Ashcroft has ordered a comprehensive review of the FBI to improve its performance. He made the announcement yesterday, hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee held the first of several hearings into problems at the agency. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
It was a little bit like being tried in absentia. There were senators on both sides of the aisle eager to criticize the FBI. There were attorneys and inspectors who had investigated the agency and come away frustrated. The only voice missing was the FBI's. Outgoing Director Louis Freeh was invited, but he declined to come. And who could blame him? The tone of the hearing was set by Democrat Charles Schumer, who said he likes Freeh, a fellow New Yorker.
But Mr. Chairman, sometimes you owe it to a friend to look him in the eye and tell them the hard truth. The FBI has made mistake after mistake after mistake.
How could 4,000 documents in the Timothy McVeigh case go missing, he asked. How could an FBI agent named Robert Hansen allegedly spy for 15 years? Or in the siege against the Branch Davidians at Waco, Texas, how could the FBI insist that agents had not shot incendiary devices and later find evidence they did? John Danforth, a former senator from Missouri who investigated the Waco tragedy, said he believes there was a lack of candor by the FBI, but
I don't think it was a cover-up of a bad act. I think it was basically trying to cover embarrassment.
Still, Danforth said there was a dark side to his investigation. Sometimes getting information was like pulling teeth.
We at one point had to threaten a search warrant, and we had to send 3 lawyers and 11 postal inspectors to the FBI to look for documents on our own because we didn't have any confidence in them.
That frustration was echoed by Norman Rabkin of the General Accounting Office, Congress's watchdog. Rabkin recalled putting together a GAO report about how the different agencies would respond to a terrorist threat. He said other agencies quickly handed over information on the mission and budget for their response teams, but not the FBI.
The FBI said that providing that information to us would jeopardize the team's operational security, even though the information was unclassified. Although we could have acted to enforce our request for this information, we discussed it with our client and decided to drop the FBI from the scope of our review.
Michael Bromwich, a former Inspector General of the Justice Department, said part of the problem is structural. The FBI does not have its own Inspector General. It's supposed to be monitored by the department's inspector. But to launch a probe, Bromwich said, he had to get special permission from the Attorney General or the Deputy Attorney General.
I am aware of no similar limitation that exists for any other IG. This means that the FBI, arguably the most powerful agency in the federal government, is currently subject to less oversight than any other agency.
The only way to monitor the FBI, he said, is to take the restrictions off of the Inspector General. Indeed, there has been a rash of suggested reforms. The Attorney General said he's setting up a new Strategic Management Council to make some proposals by the end of the year. And Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois introduced a bill to give the FBI its own Inspector General. And yet, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah warned, in the heat of criticism, it's easy to lose perspective.
The men and women of the FBI are dedicated professionals to whom we owe a great debt of gratitude. And despite the serious problems that exist, the fact remains that the FBI solved the Oklahoma City bombing, the World Trade Center bombing, the terrorist attacks in East Africa, among the literally thousands and hundreds of thousands who do not get the same profile in the press.
Still, Hatch proposed a little probing of his own. Yesterday, he and Democrat Charles Schumer introduced a bill to have an independent commission do a top-to-bottom review of the FBI. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.